poll, Byron Donalds leads in Florida governor's race after President Trump's endorsement. By Amy Furr on March 10, 2025. Internal polling shows Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, leading as he campaigns for the governorship of his state, Florida Politics reported on Monday. The news comes after President Donald Trump endorsed Donalds for the 2026 gubernatorial race, calling him a total winner, Breitbart News reported on February 20. According to the Politics article, Donalds is pulling out ahead of two other Republicans who could possibly run for governor. Fort Lauderdale-based survey, research and strategic consulting firm Fabrizio Leon Associates, which Donalds hired for his campaign, polled 600 likely Republican primary voters in Florida from February 26 to 27. The poll had a 5 percentage point margin of error. Pollsters found that 34% of respondents prefer Donalds as Florida's next governor, while 30% like First Lady Casey DeSantis for the job. 3% said they plan to vote for Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson, who is also rumored to be gearing up for a run. The remainder were undecided. The Politics report noted that as voters learn Donalds is Trump's pick, his potential for victory grows. During a February 25 interview on Fox News's Hannity, Donalds announced he was running for governor. When the president endorsed him in February, he wrote in a social media post, "As governor, Byron would have a big voice, and would work closely with me to advance our America First agenda. He will fight tirelessly to secure our border, stop migrant crime, strengthen our military, protect our vets, restore our economic power, advance American energy dominance, and defend our always under siege Second Amendment," Trump added. Prior to his endorsement, the president shared a poll showing Donalds outpacing potential competitors in the primary, according to Breitbart News. The report detailed Donalds' history of backing Trump and how he has appeared with him in many instances. The Florida congressman was on Trump's vice president shortlist in 2024. And at Trump's Inauguration Day indoor parade at Capital One Arena, Donalds was the only member of Congress to join Trump and his family on stage, it said.